Hi, my name is Ashley A. Knapp, Control Altly on Twitter, and today is the 12th. It's a Monday. There was no boo yesterday because it's Sunday, and I'm trying to keep to my rule of not doing any drawing or writing on Sunday to remind myself of how lucky I am to be able to do it the rest of the week. And also to prevent burnout. I've tried doing the 7-day week thing, where I work every single day, but I notice that if I truly do that, then it seems like time is interchangeable. There's no, like, finality or accomplishment. It's just an endless rush forward. I know that's a luxury, but since it's one I'm able to take right now, I'm gonna try and take it. So today was Monday. I am still sick, so I didn't work that much today, and, the first thing I did, though, is I ate breakfast and then I did my work. I was like, I'm going to work at least 2 hours today on art, and that's what I did. I decided to do a digital painting, but I didn't know what I wanted to paint today, and Deudria suggested that I paint a picture of Starscream from Transformers Prime, so I found a screen cap that I thought looked pretty interesting, and I spent 2 hours digitally painting that and live streaming it. I upload that today. If you're interested, just go check my feeds. Again, August 13th, 2013. And I had a lot of learning experiences with that one because the screen cap the show's from is very dark. And it's such a limited palette drawing Starscream. It's just purple, a hint of red, and a hint of, like, gray-blue. So that was pretty fun. The rest of the day I spent napping and playing video games. I know, it's a luxury. But I tried writing today, actually. I did open up my course, and I went back to the assignment, the ghostwriting assignment. And we're supposed to rewrite a passage from The Tale of Two Cities as Confucius, Oprah Winfrey, and Elvis Presley. And I was like, well, I better get some research material for this. So I was like, clips of Elvis Presley movies. And I kept finding, like, remixes or just the songs. I was like, I just need some dialogue, you know? So I got frustrated after 10 minutes of searching for that. So I moved on to Oprah Winfrey. And I was like, I need a clip that's, like, typical Oprah. Like, the most characteristic thing of her, you know? So I went to her website, and the clips all focus on the guests. So, again, I could probably spend hours watching and maybe get an idea, but I was like, I just need a quick fix, you know? I need a monologue. And so I got frustrated again. So I probably spent 20 minutes trying to find research materials. And my husband was like, well, you could just watch an Elvis Presley movie. And I was like, yeah, but I don't think the assignment's supposed to take like 8 hours. I think it's supposed to be in and out. And this made me feel embarrassed because a lot of the times I feel like I'm out of touch with, not popular culture. I know what it is, but I'm not entwined with it. You know, it's a distant relative. And many times, this means things that people take for granted that everyone knows how to speak in that voice of. I'm, like, very distantly related to it. And so this was very frustrating because I've never watched Oprah. And although I listen to some Elvis CDs, I've never watched the movies. And Confucius, I'm just like, oh my god, how do I do this assignment without sounding like a fortune cookie, you know? Because I've never read any Confucian philosophy either. So I'm like, well, this seems like a quick in and out assignment, but if you actually are trying to learn the skills of a ghostwriter and you don't happen to be a person who's always extroverted and involved with people and picking up all this different knowledge, if you're highly specialized, this can be a very frustrating and time-consuming thing. So maybe I did cop out today. I didn't do the research and I didn't do that assignment. And I also had to write my outline for my Lloyd the Dragon story. And again, it just, that level of abstract thinking just seemed way and too intimidating for how lousy I felt. Really, like, painting was the only thing I could do, and I didn't even do that well. But I am proud that was the very first thing I did this morning, as I worked for 2 hours to the best of my ability, even though I was feeling bad. I also am still reading The Floating Island, and it's a pretty good book. I just reached some interesting parts of it. And I can't wait until I can finish it so I can share my thoughts on this all-ages fantasy novel. Thank you.